Hello, this is indeed UUtah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest, and you're in fact listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind. Want ad. Good horse, good saddle, good boots, up for hire if the chuck suits. I'll rope them, brand them, get them to the buyer. But the post holes can dig themselves and I don't stretch no wire. Yep, this is Utah back again with you here in the studio with Steve Baker, who's still pushing the knobs, the music of the Borsdorf, some of my favorite musicians in North America. That little polemic there, the want ad at the beginning, I fabricated myself for want of finding a poem that I thought would suit. Because the theme of this show is going to be cowboys, about which I have very mixed feelings. I don't know quite where it's going to go, but you just let me spout off and we'll see what happens. Yeah, KVMR, that's our studio here, a little community radio station in Nevada City, California. We're currently sponsoring the Alternative Healers Mud Wrestling Tournament. Nevada City, here it is in midsummer right now. I don't know what time of year you're listening to this in, but it's midsummer, getting toward the fall. You can feel it on the edge of the wind. Time to sort of get ready for winter, time to bring in the wood. We heat our house with an Ashley wood stove. I'm going to heat the house this year with a windmill. There's a lot of abandoned windmills around here. I chop them down. They burn real good. I was in jail once overnight in a little town of Blanding, Utah, down in San Juan County. That's the Red River, or the Red Rock country, San Juan River. That courthouse, it was a vag bust, you understand what I mean, but that courthouse is the only building I've ever really felt strongly about depredating. You notice I didn't say blow up. Around the top of that building, the tower on it, chiseled in red sandstone, are the words, "Freedom is obedience to law." Ha! Judge F.W. Keller, many, many, many years ago, settled in Monticello, north of Blanding. That's the county seat of San Juan County. He wrote a song about a mountain called Blue Mountain. It had a horse head on its side. I've had many, many friends go out and comb the desert. Folk singers comb the desert trying to find that mountain there. Aha, I know where it is. You can't see the horse head on that mountain until it's winter and there's snow on it. Well, here's my old friend Art Thiem. He's going to sing you Blue Mountain. We're going to follow up with a little bit of Ray Burrell's The Cowboy Waltz. Now, this is a good time for you folks to put down your eating utensils and get up and grab a hold of a partner or grab hold of a mop or broom and do a few turns around your kitchen. Blue Mountain.
I'd like to do one more cowboy song. It comes from the Mormon country of Utah. It's called Blue Mountain. There's something I ought to explain. There was a practice the cowboys had of riding in through the front door on their horse when they got drunk and shooting bullet holes in the door of a general store and then grabbing a hold of the end of a bolt of calico and tearing back out in the street with it, dragging it in the mud. They thought that was a heck of a lot of fun. I only mention that because it's mentioned rather esoterically in one verse. My home, it was in Texas. My past you must not know, for I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and the pinion grow. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head upon your side, you've won my love to keep. On the brand LC I ride, there's sleeper calves by the side. I'll own the backside and shoulder before I get older. Zapatero, don't you tan my hide. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. blue mountain with a horse head upon your side. You've won my love to keep. I traded Munza's store. There's bullet holes in his door. Well, his calico treasure my pony can measure when I'm drunk and I'm feeling sore. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head upon your side, you've won my love to keep. I chum with Latigo Gordon. I drink at the Blue Goose Saloon. And I dance all night with them Mormon gals, and I ride home beneath the moon. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head upon your side, you have won my love to keep. My home, it was in Texas. My past, you must not know. I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and the pinion grow. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head upon your side, you have won my love to keep.
The desert is very close to my home. I just came back from Elko, Nevada. I guess that's probably why I had cowboys on my mind. That's cow country. I loved crossing that great desolate stretch of the great American nowhere. My desert is the Southwest, is the Four Corners area. I worked on the Navajo Reservation for, the better part of a year. Down there on the San Juan River, St. Christopher's mission to the Navajo, Father Baxter Liebler, the Padre of the San Juan. Many years ago, a woman wrote a book about antiquity in Britain. She said the people then were earth-instructed noticing people. Earth-instructed noticing people. It's a thing the desert will do for you. You know, when I ride up the Adirondack Parkway in New York State in the spring, I see massed hedges of wildflowers, and they're so profuse and so dominant that eventually you stop noticing them. But in the desert, you see a sego lily over there. You see a Indian paintbrush over there. Maybe see a little shard of pottery half buried in the sand. My heart, my spiritual heart, I suppose, is at a place called Agatlan. El Capitan, the Spanish called it. It's out by El Jato, in the heart of the Navajo Nation, the Diné people. There's a fellow I met out there many, many years ago named Rocky Rockwell. He wasn't a cowboy, but he knew a lot of songs. He worked on the oil rigs over in the Aneth Strip, which was being hotly contested between the Navajo and the white folks around there who wanted the oil. To say, Rocky, he lived in Bluff, which is Bluff, Utah, is more ruins then than anything else. He knew a lot of good songs. And I'll sing you one he taught me by Montana Slim, called Sitting by the Old Corral, and then we'll drop that right into Montana Slim himself, a recording that might be 60 years old. He recorded the Red River Valley Blues, but he did something that was not uncommon at that time, that he had a harmonica player and a whistler working together on the background music. So, all right, I'll sing you Sitting by the Old Corral, Montana Slim, then Montana Slim himself singing you the Red River Valley Blues.
Sitting by the old corral with just my memories, that is all I've got, I'm sad to say. Old pal has gone to rangeland far up on the trail. Seems I'm all alone, a helpless stray. Sitting all alone by the old corral, thinking of the days that used to be, they used to be. I don't ask for pity, no, I just want a friend, someone just to keep me company. If I could only bring back all the memories of those good old happy carefree days, riding in the roundup and branding in the fall, cutting out that ball and ornery stray. With the roundup over, when the work was done, a bunch of us would all ride into town, singing of our sweethearts as we rode along, while the harvest moon was shining down. Sitting by the old corral, I'm just on borrowed time, waiting for to hear my range boss call. No one here beside me, I've lost my only friend, since he's gone and left an empty stall. Sitting all alone by the old corral, thinking of the days that used to be, used to be. I don't ask for pity, no, I just want a friend, someone just to keep me company.
Covered wagon.
the effect of on that of a young fella, you know, booming around Yellowstone, booming around the Four Corners in southern Utah, the effect of that music was prodigious great. Up to that point, I had been singing ersatz Hawaiian music to the sound of an Arthur Godfrey ukulele. Well, it was quite a transition. I think that that's beautiful myself. Montana Slim, Wilf Carter. Oh, to see him up at the Calgary Stampede in advanced years, probably over 80, driving a four-in-hand, a chuck wagon, full bore around the rim of the stadium. Yes, sir. Well, now, where do we go from here? It's easy to have illusions and delusions about the cowboy life. There's a lot of jingoism about that, and of course it's been built up by the movie moguls in Hollywood for years and years and years. The archetype of the true American, the strong male individual who will act alone and who will act violently if provoked. I've talked about that before. Judy Berry, the great environmentalist who has passed away now, she worked with the loggers up in Northern California. She was the one who taught environmentalists to build bridges between workers and environmentalists instead of burn them. There are a lot of people that rail. Ed Abbey certainly did rail about the destruction, the depredation of the public range by herds of cattle. And yes, that's a righteous beef because that ground does belong to all of us. It's public property. But in order to get at that, in order to be able to discuss that and to be able to resolve that, Judy taught us you've got to give people the dignity of their profession and then go on from there. Let's listen to two views of the cowboy life. One very, very old, Larry Hanks singing 40 a month and found, and then one fairly new, maybe 25 years old, a record that came and went far too rapidly. We'll hear Steve Frumholtz in the Bosque County Romance.
When the sun pops over the mesa's top and bakes the plains below, and it's so damn hot that the cattle drop and sweat and pant and blow, then the cowhand rides the holes and creeks over the burning ground, with the sweat a-pouring down his cheeks for 40 a month and found. When the snow blows down from the mesa's rim and the barbed wire hums in the gale, and the cattle drift into every dip and the storm wipes out the trail, then the cowhand rides the draws and fence over each drifted mound. Freezing the fool ain't got no sense for 40 a month and found. When the guns flash out in the midnight raid and the wild herd makes a run, and the cattle bawl in their mad parade and the whole world comes undone, then the cowhand rides with his knees clamped tight, crazy and hellward bound. Fighting the fool sure loves a fight for 40 a month and found. Well, I wonder when all of the work is through and the last herd's bedded down, what a poor cowhand will find to do while he waits for his harp and his crown. Will he herd the moon and the stars at night, keeping them heaven bound, and gathered so they'll keep shining bright for 40 a month and found.
Mary Martin was a schoolgirl just 17 or so when she married Billy Archer about 14 years ago. Not even out of high school folks said it wouldn't last, but when you grow up in the country, you grow up mighty fast. They married in a hurry, In March, before school was out. Folks said that she was pregnant, just wait and you'll find out. It came about that winter, one gray November morn. The first of many more to come, a baby boy was born. And cattle is their name, and Archer is the name they give to the acre that they own. If the Brazos don't run dry and the newborn calves don't die, another year from Mary will have flown. Another year from Mary will have flown. Now Billy, he kept what cattle his daddy could afford. Bouncing across the cactus in a 1954. But the cows were sick and skinny, and the weeds was all that grew. But Billy kept the place alive, the only thing he knew. And Mary cooked the supper, and Mary scrubbed the floor. And Mary busted horses and blew the baby's nose. And Mary and a shotgun kept the rattlesnakes away. But how she kept on smiling, no one could ever say. And cattle is their name, and Archer is the name they give to the acre that they own. If the grass don't run dry and the newborn calves don't die, another year from Mary will have flown. Another year from Mary. Now the drought of 57 was a curse upon the land. No one in Bosque County could give Bill a helping hand. The ground was cracked and broken, and the truck was out of gas. And cows can't feed on prickly pear instead of growing grass. Well, the weather got the water, and a snake bite took a child. And a fire in the old barn took the hay that Bill had piled. The mortgage got the money, and the screwworm got the cows. The years have come for Mary, she's a-waiting for him now. And cattle is their king, and Archer is the name they give to the acres that they own. If the Brazos don't run dry,
another year from Mary will have flown.
are back again. Of course, Blind Kenny Hall down there in Fresno, California, just plays guitar out of that turtleback mandolin, which he stands straight up on his knee and plays with one giant fingernail. I sure wish that everybody would have a chance to see him alive. He is pure joy when he plays that object. I don't know quite how to get into this here. I haven't thought it out very clearly. It was over there in Elko, as I say, and that's cow country. But I can never escape the notion that we, the American people, are enormously wealthy. Who owns all of that public land out there, like the offshore oil, the national parks, the park service, the national forest, the postal service, all of that? Who owns all that? Well, we all own that together. That's civic. That's public. The needle in this society right now is pointing in the direction of privatization, to the point where there will be no public, no civic at all. Everything will be owned and will not exist unless it makes money for somebody. Well, that's the movement that's sort of flaring up. We call it the Sagebrush Rebellion when I was living in Utah, the Free County Movement there in Nevada. It looks suspiciously to me like the biggest land grab since the Oklahoma land rush. The idea of taking... Now, that ground out there, that range, that's owned by a cab driver in New York. It's owned by a plumber in Akron, Ohio. It's owned by a secretary in Seattle, Washington. It's ours. We own it all together. And it needs to be developed in our best interest. It needs to be developed as a non-profit business that puts back what it takes out. And I just get kind of mad when I think about all that we are losing, that we own, the people's airwaves gradually being eroded and taken away from us. No, I would like to see that range remain as it is, and I would like to see that range remain in the hands of those who own it, and that's all of us. Well, now, what do I play to get out of this? I'll play one of the old ones. Almost 40 years ago, Rosalie Sorrells, who was at that time raising kids in Salt Lake and singing in a high falsetto voice, mainly Scottish ballads. She recorded a record for Folkways, the songs of Utah and Idaho. It's a very obscure record. Now, folks, this doesn't sound like Rosalie Sorrells at all, not the one we know and love. But as a matter of fact, this isn't a very good song either, but what the hell. It's the kind of song that you would learn if you were growing up in the West and kept your ear to the radio when you were a little kid. It's the Rosalie Sorrells singing a very anomalous "There's an Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse Tonight" by Gene Autry. We used to sing a parody of this, but I won't go into that.
There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight, Pinto's head hanging low, his spurs and shafts hang on the wall, Limpy's gone where the good cowboys go. There's a range for every cowboy, and the foreman looks after his own. There'll be an empty saddle tonight, but he's happy up there, I know. He was riding the range last Saturday noon when a norther started to blow. With his head in his chest heading into the west, he was stopped by a cry soft and low. There a crazy young calf had strayed from its mom and lost in the snow and the storm. It lay in a heap at the end of the draw, huddled all in a bunch to keep warm. Limpy hobbled, his feet tossed him over his hoss, started again for the shack. The wind blew cold and the snow piled high, and poor Limpy strayed from his track. He arrived at 3 in the morning and put the maverick to bed. He flopped in his bunk, not able to move. In the morning, poor Limpy was dead. There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight, Pinto's head hanging low, his spurs and shafts hang on the wall, and he's gone where the good cowboys go. There's a range for every cowboy, and the foreman looks after his own, and someday he'll ride old Pinto on the range up there above.
Wow. That, I don't know if that's Rosalie that Rosalie would want to hear, but I think it's pretty. And that's a song which is sort of like a silver-haired daddy of mine that's just universal, that is sort of part of a lot of people's subliminal memories. Well, now, where does that take me? Colonel Charlie Goodnight and Oliver Loving, pioneer settlers of the Old Southwest and folk heroes, both of them, founders of the great Goodnight Loving Trail, the westernmost of the great cattle trails, El Paso, Texas to Denver, Colorado, with a long spur up into Montana. In the past, I have told stories about them, about the egg-setting horse, and about, oh, I told about Oliver and the Fork, and if you missed that one, well, it was a rare beauty. Colonel Goodnight was a pioneer, did his first cattle drive at the age of 16. That was on Jesse Chisholm's trail. Jesse Chisholm was a black cowboy. They don't tell you that in your history books much. Well, he was 3 months on the trail and got up to the railhead there in Kansas, got cleaned up, went to the pump house, got cleaned up, then went to the restaurant to eat. Now, they were getting delicacies on the frontier that nobody had ever seen. He sat down in the restaurant and looked at the menu, and it said turtle soup. Well, he ordered it because he was curious, and he drank it. It tasted good. They brought the bill, and it was $4. Now, in those days, you charge a working cowboy $4 for a bowl of soup. He is going to throw the chair through the window, knock the waiter down, fire a few loose rounds through the ceiling, and stomp out in a mild huff. But here was a primitive genius. This is a man who kept his eyes and ears open. Colonel Goodnight looked at that bowl, said, one turtle, $4. He knew that South Texas was covered with those big land terrapins, big land turtles. He got a crew together, rounded up 56,000 of those land turtles. Took them 3,800 days to drive them all the way up to Dodge City. Well, they drifted a lot. At night, they had to turn them over on their backs, so they'd just wave their legs all night, so they were so tired they couldn't hardly crawl the next day. They were a hell to rope. They'd pull their heads in. Well, the first river they tried to ford, they all went to the bottom and never came up, and that was that for the Great Turtle Drive of 1886, but it was an altogether fine idea. Jesse Chisholm, the Old Chisholm Trail. We're going to listen to one of the oldest of the cowboy songs called The Old Chisholm Trail, sung by Haywire Mac McClintock. Mac McClintock, mule skinner during the Spanish-American War, mule skinner on the march on Beijing during the Boxer Rebellion, organizer for the Industrial Workers of the World, railroad engineer in South Africa, and a great songwriter. He had a minor career as a recording artist during the 1920s. He had a cowboy band at one time, so we're going to listen to a rare old recording of Haywire Matt McClintock singing the Old Chisholm Trail.
Now come along, boys, and listen to my tale, and I'll tell you all my troubles on the Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yi, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. I started up the trail October 23rd, left old Texas with the two you heard. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yi, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Oh, a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I'm a-gonna punch in them longhorn cattle. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yi, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Woke up one morning on the Chisholm Trail with a rope in my hand and a cow by the tail. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yi, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yi, yippee, yippee, yay. Old Ben Bolt was a mighty good boss, but he'd go to see the gals on a soreback horse. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay. Well, I'm up in the morning before daylight, and before I sleep, the moon shines bright. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. It's cloudy in the west and a looking like rain, and my darned old slicker's in the wagon again. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. Well, I crippled my horse, but I don't know how. Roping at the horns of a two-year cow. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. No chaps, no slicker, and it's pouring down rain, and I'll swear by gosh I'll never night herd again. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. Last night on guard and the leader broke the ranks, hit my horse down the shoulders and it spurred him in the flanks. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. With my foot in the stirrup and my hand on the horn, I'm the best darn cowboy ever was born. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. I'm on my best horse and I'm going at a run. I'm the quickest shooting cowboy that ever pulled a gun. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. Them up and we put them on the cars, and that was the last of the old two bars. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. Then I went to the boss for to draw my roll. He had it figured $9 in the hole. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, yay. So I sold old Bolly and I hung up my saddle and I bid farewell to the longhorn cattle. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee, I yippee, yay. Tie, I yippee, yippee, yay.
Here we are, Mac McClintock. Yeah. I dearly love, and one of the things I miss about not traveling as much as I used to, the way that the storms come up over the prairie. And driving down off the Colorado Plateau from Denver to, say, go play in Kansas City or in Omaha, and you look off to the east, you see an enormous cloud bank, boiling, furious, bright sunshine day, with that line of black across the horizon. As it gets closer, you can see the lightning flashes boom and zoom and the broad white flash of the heat lightning. And it's a well, I tell you, one time I was coming out of Normal, Illinois, headed toward the Mississippi River, and I saw one of those storms boiling up on the other side of the river coming straight at me. And I knew I was driving right into it. I turned on the car radio, and damn, there was a Texaco opera. And I turned the radio up, and just as I hit that storm, that opera started, and it was Richard Wagner's Siegfried. God, a cosmic experience. I mean, God may do some terrible things, but his timing ain't all that bad. Coming out of one of those storms in Kansas that I pulled into a gas station to settle down, there was a very angry young man in there. He had a bunch of stuff on the counter that was for sale. It was like having a garage sale. He fumbled the gas nozzle. He was just angry. Well, I decided I didn't want to go away until I found out why. Eventually, he sat down and he told me the story. And as I drove away, out of his story, I fashioned this song, Johnny Thurmond. That was his name.
Where did you come from and where will you go? Where did you come from, my young Johnny O? I come for to ride and I come for to sing, and I come for to bring you big diamond ring. Oh, I am a cowboy, wild brame as I ride. I promise to quit them for the sake of my bride. Now I work in a station and all I can do is think about riding and team roping too. I drove to Salina about 2 weeks ago and signed on to ride in the big rodeo. Well, I drew a brama, he come out so fast, he pulled out my shoulder and I could not last. He bucked and he sunfished, I kicked and I cussed, then I picked myself up and I shook out the dust. That old 27 was ornery and strong, but no one had ever stayed on him that long. I went down to work, it was early today. My young wife, she called me these few words to say. You've broken your promise, and it's easy to see you love these wild Brahmas more than you love me. I'll load up my camper, take a flat-top guitar, and play country music in every damn bar. I'll pick up my paycheck, get ready to go, and head out to follow the big rodeo. Oh, where did you come from and where will you go? Where did you come from, my young Johnny O? I come for to ride and I come for to sing, but I didn't come to bring you no goddamn ring.
Johnny Thurman. Well, that's where songs come from, is paying attention and listening to people talk, giving the opportunity to talk. One thing that I have left out of this equation about the cowboys, about the West, as long as I'm polemicizing, I might as well wade into that. That is the value of the land, how we value the land. Possession. Of course, the Native Americans, the land wasn't owned by anybody. And it's not a unique idea by any means. Gerard Winstanley, back at the Diggers Movement, didn't he say, the sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy or sell the earth for private gain. This earth divided we shall make whole, so it will be a common treasury for all. That's what I'm saying about our western lands, our western forests, to get back to that idea that it's not owned by anybody, but it's owned by all. I would like to give you a poem as we roll down to the end of this from Kuroni Aktate, from Oknasazi Notes back in the East. And then, well, let's listen to an old Paiute chant, a field recording from the southwestern Utah. It's called Our Father's Thoughts Are Shining Down. And we'll move right on into Walkin' Jim Stoltz, The Spirit Is Still on the Run. Walkin' Jim has walked every bit of the Sierra, every bit of the Rockies, every bit of the West. He doesn't ride, he walks. Last time I saw him, he was walking the Pacific Crest from Southern California clear on up into Canada. He walks, and he talks, and he sings. And he wrote Spirit Still on the Run with a bunch of school kids. Kuroni Aktate, Our Father's Thoughts Are Shining Down. The spirit is still on the run. The moon will rise in painted fever, for all we have known is darkness, and in darkness the message will come. The sun will rise dripping blood, for all we have known is darkness, but our deaths were dealt in blazing heat of day, bones bleached, aged, we paint them red and black. It is a time of visions. It is a time of painting. No more do we hide our dreams. We wear them on our shirts, round our necks. They make music in our hair.
I know. Was won. How them herds fell to the big needle guns. But the ghost of them herds still pound over the earth, and their spirit is still on the run. And the spirit is still on the run. It's American dream moving on, where the memory is free, left to you and to me, and their spirit is still on the run. Daddy, whatever happened to the old grizzly bear? I know he once roamed the west wide, and at school today, he's pushed back to stay in the mountains where he has to hide. Listen, my son, tell you about these proud ones, where they stalk all others, walk small. But man, to his shame, can't stand the untamed, and there's some that wouldn't have them at all. But the spirit is still on the run. It's American dream moving on, where the memory is free, left to you and to me, and the spirit is still on the run. Daddy, whatever happened to the big piney forest, the prairies that stretched out like seas? 'Cause the school books, they say, these were all in the way when the settlers come a-swarming like bees. Listen, my son, hey, all these have gone. It's sad, but it's not been in vain. Where the life's blood was bought, and where the spirit it brought, a whole country was born into fame. And all that have died or been swept to the side, they still give us hope, everyone. They give us dreams of the free and what is better and can be, and the spirit is still on the run. And the spirit is still on the run.
Free, but the one to me.
In the country down below, where the little pinions grow, it's nearly always half a day to water. There stood a little town where the creek come tumbling down from the mesa where she surely had an order. The streets were bright with candlelight. The whole town joined the chorus, and every man in sight let his cattle drift at night just to mosey to the town of old Dolores. Well, things had kind of spin till the sun come up again, like the back of some old yellow prairie wagon, and show you dim and red, maybe half a hundred head of our saddle ponies standing reins a-dragging. The red mud walls, the waterfalls, the whole wide world before us. Now the adobe walls are gone, the goats bell in the dawn ain't a-jingling in the streets of old Dolores. Well, the dance hall girls would fool in the plaza in the cool. It's there he used to meet her by a willer. But I guess that any girl gives a fella's heart a whirl when the same's been using saddles for a pillar. The wide-eyed stars, the long cigars, the drinks that Joe poured for us. If there's any little well down within the gates of hell, I know the boys have called it old Dolores.
Whoopie-tie, oh, get along, little Utah. This has been UUtah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest, and you've been listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind. Thanks for being with us. From my old friend, Edward Abbey. What I want is for you goddamn welfare ranchers to get your giant rats off of the people's property.